Sounds good.
What sort of chores did you have to do around the house when you were growing up? Because it sounds like you had to milk the cow. What else did you have to do?
Everything.
You had to do everything?
We, Mama was, you know, back then, they made our dresses and made everything. And we had a job. I knew what I was supposed to do, and mm-hmm. others knew. When we went to school, the house was ready for Mama to wash or iron or sew, whatever. And now people, I remember I used to have Mamas say, well, I don't do a thing until I get all the children off to work, off to school. But we did all of that. We made the beds, and there were, we had this group of seniors came to Merrill Gardens today, and they sang the song about the old feather bed. Have you ever heard that?
Mm-mm.
Did you
Mm-mm.
ever have a feather bed? No.
Mm-mm. No, but my parents did.
And that was one of the greatest things I could give up, was that feather bed. I just didn't ever like the feather bed. But we would have frozen, I guess, some of the times if we hadn't, because you could get in there and it would kind of curl around you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you make any quilts?
No.
I guess you didn't have time teaching.
Didn't
huh?
have time. And I was somewhere. Well, I was somewhere yesterday before, and they were talking about the pretty quilts, and which they are beautiful now. But I didn't know what a quilt was, except Mama used the scraps of dresses and things. And just, it wasn't any pattern, you know. You, if it was longer, they're here, and then just, but they were warm.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you she quilt? Made quilts. Huh? She made, your mother made the quilts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And we had the quilting frames, and they went up to the ceiling, and then when you wanted to quilt, you had to, they were on ropes, and they came down, and you put that quilt in there, and then you quilted it by hand. Now they do it by machine, don't they?
I think a lot of them do. The really nice ones, I think, are done by hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I guess, but.
What'd your mom make your clothes out of? Would she make them out of flour sacks, or out of, would she get material from the store?
To what? To make
your clothes.
Well, at first that's what they did, but then later on, nearly everybody in the country had chicken feed sacks.
Mm.
Did you know about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they were, I heard they were really pretty.
Some of them be pretty, but scratchy. You know, Mom would starch them, and that the material was rough and scratchy. But anyway, we was glad to get the dress.
And you looked pretty.
Huh?
I said, and you look pretty too,
well,
so.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say that was true, but anyway, we were proud to get the dress.
How did you meet your husband?
Well, Birmingham school at that time was through the ninth grade, and we just had 6 months. So I stayed another year before I went, and then Milton High, and that's at Alpharetta. You know where Alpharetta?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the school, and then 11th and 12th grade. Well, we had a doctor at Birmingham for a long time, which was very, very good to have a doctor that near, but he moved to Alpharetta.
Mm.
And she was a, I'm a Methodist, and they were Baptists, but she knew that I would do something for that play. She's having a play or some kind of program that would help Baptist Church at Alpharetta. And she called me one day, I came to the school, and wanted to know if I would be in the play.